You are listening to the audio preaching podcast from North Valley Baptist Church in Santa Clara, California, led by Pastor Jack Treiber. Though located in the heart of the Silicon Valley, you will hear fervent, old-fashioned revival preaching from the pulpit of North Valley Baptist Church. It is our desire that you will be helped by this gospel message.
Numbers chapter 2, if you'll turn there. And I can see you, but I guess you can see me too. But I can't hear you. That's the difficulty tonight. But I guess we'll just get over all that. If you can see the scripture, I know it's kind of dark in here. And some of you have a flashlight, whatever, but that'll be fine. We're in the book of Numbers in chapter 2 tonight. Numbers chapter 2. And I want to speak to these families that have dedicated their families tonight to the Lord Jesus. But I want to speak to all of us because we all have a responsibility. Numbers, and because of the fact that you cannot see very well, I'll read the scripture for you. And the Lord spake unto Moses and Aaron, saying, every man of the children of Israel shall pitch by his own standard with the insignia of the father's house, far about the tabernacle of the congregation shall they pitch. On the east side, toward the rising of the sun, shall they of the standard of the camp of Judah pitch throughout their armies. Verse number 5, and those that do pitch next to him shall be the tribe of Issachar. And verse number 7, and the tribe of Zebulun. And so we have on the east side three tribes. These three tribes of the 12 tribes of Israel on the east side were Judah, and secondly was Issachar, and thirdly was Zebulun. And the Bible says in the verse number 10, on the south side, so we have the east side, three, and on the south side shall be the standard of the camp of the Reubenites, of the Reuben, according to their armies. And verse number 12, and the tribe of Simeon, and the tribe of Gad. So we have on the east side, we have three different troops, and they're all those groups together. And then we have the south side, those three groups are together as well. And then we have the west side, verse 18. The west side shall be a standard of the camp of Ephraim. Verse 20, and by him shall be the tribe of Manasseh, and by him by the tribe of Benjamin. And then lastly, the north side. And the standard of the camp, Dan, shall be on the north side by the armies. And verse 27, Asher. Verse 29, Naphtali. And verse 31, Dan. Our Father, open our eyes tonight to the scriptures, my prayer. May we recognize the importance of the New Testament local church in the lives of our every family member here tonight. We ask this in Jesus' name and for his sake. Amen. I do not know as much as really the vast majority of this church. I don't understand. I don't understand at all computers. I have no idea how to turn a computer on. I have no idea how to work a computer. I think of you folks that are in the computer business, you must think I'm very dumb, and I am very dumb when it comes to the computer. I don't know how to work the computer. I don't study with the computer. I do have an iPad now, and that little iPad helps me, but that's as far as it goes. I don't understand the computer. I think of how you write programs and how you are software engineers, or I think it's called hardware engineers, and the downloading and uploading, whatever that means. So Brother Moyer tried to explain it one time to me, and I had it all straight, and I was so excited about it, and I explained it just opposite. So I don't know what uploading and downloading means. I don't know any of that. I pastor in the brain power capital of the world. The Silicon Valley is the brain power capital. You'd think that the pastor of the church would know computers, but I have no idea. We own a lot. I guess we own probably about 400 or 500 computers around here when you put both properties and both ministries. And then all the students, we require them to have their computers, and they all have them. So there's a lot of computers here, but I don't know anything about it. We have 75 to 100 people involved in medicine in our church. We have doctors, we have doctors that understand medicine. We have physician assistants that understand it. We have radiology, and we have all the different programs, and you're so smart. We have scores of nurses, male and female, and you're very smart. And you can outsmart me in medicine. Now think of that. I'm the pastor of this great church. I was up in Portland, Oregon preaching years ago, and the pastors at a luncheon on Tuesday afternoon, I preached in the morning, and pastors were there, and they said, how is it, pastor, in the brain power capital of the world, how is it you're keeping up with your people? And I had to admit, I said, I'm not keeping up with my people at all. You folks know more than me in medicine. You know more than me in computers. You know more than me in NASA. We have in our Spanish department and English department people that work at NASA. And you folks are so smart. I have no idea what it's all about. We have people in our church that are in military. And I look at your ranks and how people salute you when you walk by and the rank that you have. And it's an amazing, but I have no idea about the military. I have no idea about science. Not like you would have. Education. But that's not my job. That's not my job at all. My job's not to know computers or medicine. My job is to be a man of God. That's what God's given me to do. I cannot do your function. You cannot do my function either. And the Bible declares how important every aspect is in the work of God. I can see things spiritually that many times you cannot see. I'm not saying I'm smarter. I'm just saying that I can see things. For example, I can see a couple right now. This couple is raising a man of God. Now, I know there's many couples in our church that are raising men and women of God, but I see it early in this little boy's life. He's just in elementary school, but they have no idea they're raising a man of God. They have no idea. Their son could be their pastor in 15, 20 years. I'll be in heaven and I'll be looking down, but they cannot blow it. They cannot become on again, off again. They cannot become, well, I think church is important tonight. I recall when I was talked to my wife years and years ago, our son was just a young boy in our home. And I said, honey, I believe he's a man of God. I believe we're living with a man of God. And I knew that just young in life. Oh, he still had to get a spanking. He still got out of line. He still had to be corrected. He still had things that we were growing on. And I was sometimes wonder about, is he gonna be a man of God? But I had to come back. I knew he was a man of God. He pastors in Arizona tonight. He's a man of God. I know he's a man of God. And I know our children are serving where God wants them all to serve in their local ministries. You know, I think of these parents that are raising their children, and this one particular that has a man of God living with them. They don't even know it. He's going to disobey. He's going to get in trouble. He's going to hate school perhaps one day. He's going to perhaps not like his teacher. But that doesn't change the fact that I believe God's hand is powerfully on his life. I can see it. I can see it in most of our young people. I'm ashamed to say that many times, many of our young people, they don't buy into what pastor can see. That's up to them and God. But God has a plan. And in this text tonight before us, God has a plan. He said, I want to put three tribes at the north and three tribes at the south and three tribes at the west, and I want to put three tribes at the east. I want you to number these men, and the men 20 years and upward came up to over 600,000 men. Besides the women and children, there were 2 million Jews that are in chapter 2 of the book of Numbers. And they're moving forward. And the amazing thing, the hub verse, the verse that explains it all is verse 17. Chapter 2, verse 17. But those that encamp, excuse me, chapter 2, verse 17. But then the tabernacle of the congregation shall set forward with the camp of the Levites. The tabernacle of the congregation shall set forward with the camp of the Levites. Watch this now. In the midst of the camp. In the midst of the camp. God says north, south, east, west, 2 million Jews, 600,000 fighting men. But at the center of it all is the tabernacle. At the center of it is God's house, where Moses would meet with God in the holy place, in the holy of holies. And their lives were to revolve around that. That house went forward, they went forward. That house stood still, they stood. And they're a long ways off. There's 2 million people in our valley. It'd be like moving this entire valley at the same time. And we all were focused on that house of God. And when the house of God would move forward, they would move forward. Tonight, I want you to understand, parents that were here on this platform, every one of you are raising men and women for God. Every one of you. I think of Daniel, you and your wife. I think I saw you over here somewhere. But I think of that, those two little girls they have. I think of how they may be that it's God's plan that they be preachers' wives. I think of Brother Kenneth, you and your wife, and those beautiful children that God's given you two now. I think of how God is raising them up. I think of how George and Kayla, how God is raising up your children for Him, for His glory. They say, well, they're going to be, I don't know, maybe they will be computer experts. But they're going to have to keep their eye on the New Testament local church. And here we have the text, and I want you to see several things about the text. Verse 17, then the tabernacle of the congregation shall set forward. Shall set forward. The tabernacle never went backwards. They always moved forward. In the midst of the camp, as they encamped, they shall set themselves forward. Every time he says going forward, going forward, going forward. Look at verse number 24. And they were numbered, the Ephraim were 100,000, 8,000, 100,000 throughout their armies. And they shall go forward, going forward. Look what it says in verse number 34, please. And the children of Israel did according to all that they pitched by their standards, so that they set forward. God's plan is that his work goes forward. In 2024, God has no desire that this work stands still. God has no desire that it goes backward. God has no desire that it just stops. God has a desire that the house of God is always going forward. I'm pressing on the upward way, new heights I'm gaining every day, still praying as I'm onward bound, Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. God has a plan for this church, and it's forward march, onward, Christian soldiers marching as to war. With the cross of Jesus going on before, that song was written in the 1800s. It was written for a Monday. School was out. They declared that it'd be a day that we'd recognize the Sunday school. And children were coming from all over that region in London. And they learned that song that morning. And they sang in the streets of London, onward Christian soldiers, marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before. May I say that the church, God's house, never needs to stand still, never needs to be silent, never go backward. But I see, secondly, that you keep the church as the center. Back to verse 17. Then the tabernacle of the congregation shall set forward the camp of the Levites in the midst. In the midst. You see, as we look at our lives, God has a plan that our lives need to center around the house of God. Amen. Colossians 3:4 says this, Christ, who is our life. And tonight on 2024, the eve of the 2025 in a few weeks, I suggest to you that it's going to have to be forward march. It's going to have to be that Christ is in me. Christ is in this church. And lastly, I'd say tonight, it's up to all of us. It's up to you. It's up to me. My dad was such a good man. I know you get tired of me talking about him. My dad would be 101 years of age if he were alive. My mother and dad were just good people. My father-in-law was a good person. My wife's brother that passed away this week was just such a good person. But I go back to my dad. My dad, it wasn't a question. It never even occurred to me that Sunday school, we're going to be sick. I can never remember being sick on Sunday, ever. I cannot, and I'm certain I was sick on a Sunday, but I can never remember being sick on Sunday, ever. I can never remember really people in our church getting sick on Sunday. And I know that you're fighting pestilence these days. I went to college and one day I was sick. I went to class and I regurgitated the food up from the day before in the dining hall. And I went to my room and laid down for about an hour and got back up and went back to class. I'm not suggesting that that's the way it needs to be, but I am suggesting that we never stayed home from church. We just went to church. And I know you're dealing with pestilence. I know you are. God's word declares it in the last day. Disease and things that are coming around. But Sunday school, our car, that old 53 station wagon, that thing would start up and it'd drive us to church. You know, we went to Sunday school every week. We went to Sunday morning. I was not on the church property until I became a high schooler. I was off at the junior high school or the skating rink that they abandoned. I was off at different properties. I was off at my pastor's house having Sunday school kindergarten at his house on Scammon Court in Fremont, Irvington District. We never, ever, ever, ever thought about missing Sunday night. It was never in our fiber. We were just always there. When I became a junior higher, we went to two rest homes for 6 years, 7th grade through 12th grade. Every Sunday afternoon after the morning service, we went to Mission Boulevard, went to this one, then went across the street to this one. And every week we sang as teenagers and we preached to them and we had a time with them. And then we went to our house and had lunch, teenagers. And then we went to youth hour, youth choir practice, and then youth hour, and then the Sunday night service. And that was just the way it was. Then we went Wednesday night. I'm talking about, ladies and gentlemen, my dad was in this thing. It was never, are we going to God's house? We are going to God's house. I never thought of not going to God's house. Never even crossed my mind there'd be an option, because it just was like what you did. Amen. And you parents that stood here tonight, you're going to have to determine how important is the house of God. It seems like we have a window of grace for 4 years politically. It seems like that. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm reading it wrong, but it seems like it. But I promise you, it's not going to be long. these pendulums, they come and they come and they go this way and they go this way. But what we experienced in the last many years, we're going to experience it again. And maybe God has given us this window of grace to reach people for the gospel like never before. And reach them that they could be saved and know Christ as their Savior, know the hope of heaven, and know what it is to have a New Testament local church, to have a pastor that would pray for them, to have a church family. Because God says the church, the New Testament church, is paramount. And every tribe and every generation needs to hub around that church. Father, I thank you for our church. I thank you for my dad and the tremendous testimony he left me of the New Testament church. Now we've left it with our children. And they're all leaving it with our 14 grandkids. They're all in church. I'm so very grateful. I'm grateful for the fact that the church, though it's not perfect, and though it has problems, and though there's difficulties, is always the answer for our lives. Jesus gave his life for the church. May we get sold out to the church. May we move in harmony as one unit together for the New Testament local church.
Thank you for listening to the audio preaching podcast from North Valley Baptist Church in Santa Clara, California, led by Pastor Jack Treiber. For more information about our ministry or to find out how to get in contact with us, visit our website at nvbc.org. May God bless you as you serve Him this week.